Okay, let's dive in. Kurt Gödel. Now, even if you've only kind of heard the name in like math or logic circles, it probably rings a bell.
Oh, absolutely. A giant figure.
Totally. And his incompleteness theorems. Well, they essentially turned things upside down. They showed that even in, the most rigorous mathematical systems, there are always going to be true statements that the system itself just can't prove.
Right, like built-in limits to what pure logic can achieve on its own.
Exactly. But here's where it gets really strange and kind of fascinating. We've got some material suggesting this really tragic link between that super abstract work and his actual life.
You mean his paranoia about food?
Yes, exactly. Extreme paranoia about being poisoned. It got so bad he relied completely on his wife, Adele, to taste, to prepare, basically to guarantee everything he ate was safe.
And the tragedy being when she was hospitalized.
He couldn't eat. He refused food from anyone else and essentially starved himself. So the big question this source poses is, could his own life have become this horrifying real-world example of the very logical limits he discovered?
That's a really provocative idea, isn't it? Viewing his personal mental struggle through the framework of his own theorems. I
Yeah.
mean, a mind that's brilliant at mapping the boundaries of formal systems,
Yeah.
maybe encountering those same boundaries in just, well, staying alive. And Adele's role, as you said, seems absolutely key.
It really does. And speaking of surprising links, our other source jumps from, high-level logic to
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio,
Yeah.
the wooden puppet.
The very same, with the nose that grows when he lies. Now, okay, it sounds like just a kid's story.
Sure.
But this source zooms in on a specific kind of mind-bending statement Pinocchio could make. My nose will grow now.
Okay, I see where this might be going.
Right. It just throws the whole nose-growing truth mechanism into total chaos.
Yeah.
So how does a fairy tale end up tangled in these deep logical paradoxes? That's part of what we're going to unpack.
It really makes you think about rules, consistency, and how contradictions can just pop up, even in simple narratives.
So if we're connecting the dots here, we're looking at self-reference, consistency, needing outside proof, these core logic ideas.
Playing out in Gödel's real life and death, and also in this fictional puppet's nose paradox.
Quite the combination.
It is. So that's our mission for this deep dive, exploring these echoes. How Gödel and Pinocchio, weirdly, tell us something similar about self-reference causing tangles, and how relying on external validation is, well, both necessary and potentially fragile.
Okay, so Gödel first. This idea of his mind as a formal system. Let's break that down a bit.
Good idea.
In logic, a formal system is basically a set of symbols and rules. You manipulate the symbols according to the rules to get results, to prove things.
Like math proofs.
Exactly. And the force suggests we can sort of view Gödel's own beliefs, his whole perception of reality, as working like one of these systems.
Okay, so his beliefs are the components.
Right. And one powerful belief, obviously, was this intense fear of poison. So take the statement, this food is safe.
A pretty basic necessary statement for survival.
Absolutely. But according to the source's interpretation, within Gödel's cognitive system, he couldn't arrive at that conclusion himself, not without Adele.
Her confirmation was essential.
It seems so. Without her saying, yes, this is safe, that statement couldn't be accepted as true inside his mental framework. He couldn't prove it internally.
Which leads to this concept the source introduces, the Adele axiom.
Yeah, that's a clever way to put it. An axiom, is a starting point in logic or math, something you just accept as true to build upon.
But parallel lines never meet in basic geometry.
Precisely. So the Adele axiom here is, for any statement about physical safety, if Adele confirms it, then Gödel accepts it as true. She was his external foundation for that specific kind of truth.
She wasn't just making dinner. She was like validating reality for him.
Acting as an oracle, the source says, providing a truth value safe or unsafe that his own system couldn't generate internally.
Wow. Okay, so she's the external validator. Then the crucial point is, what happens when she's not there, when she's in the hospital?
Well, that's the breakdown, isn't it? The source argues the Adele axiom essentially becomes undefined. That foundational rule is just gone.
And without it.
His mind gets stuck. The source calls it an infinite evaluative loop. He can't decide, is this food safe?
Yeah.
Because the internal logic provides no answer, and the external rule, the Adele check, is missing.
So he's just trapped, going round and round mentally, unable to make the decision to eat.
It sounds like it. The source even makes an analogy to the halting problem in computer
Oh,
science.
maybe that one.
Basically, it's the problem of determining if any given computer program will eventually stop running or just keep going forever in a loop. And the key thing is, there's no universal algorithm that can solve the halting problem for all possible programs.
Ah, okay, so Gödel's mind, without Adele, couldn't halt on the question of eating. It was stuck in that loop.
That's the analogy the source draws, a kind of cognitive standstill leading to the tragic outcome.
And the broader implication here, it really shows how fragile any system can be, right? Whether it's a person's mind or, I don't know, a complex computer network, if it depends entirely on one single external point of trust.
Absolutely. Remove that single validator, and the whole thing can become unstable, paralyzed. Logical paralysis. I think that term from the source is really fitting for what might have happened.
It's just chilling to think one of the greatest minds in logic couldn't logically satisfy himself about the safety of food.
And the source really pushes this interpretation. Not just mental illness, though that was clearly present, but also a tragic, real-world manifestation of his own theorems. His inability to prove the soundness or safety of his immediate world without that external axiom, without Adele.
His life mirroring his work in the most awful way.
It's a profoundly unsettling connection to consider. How abstract logic and concrete human survival can intersect like that.
Okay, wow. Heavy stuff. Let's shift gears a bit to Pinocchio. Seems lighter, right? Wooden puppet, growing nose.
On the surface, yes. But the logic gets sticky fast.
So the second source focuses on the specific scenario. Pinocchio says, my nose will grow now.
Okay, let's walk through the logic there based on the story's rule.
Rule is, nose grows if he lies. Simple enough.
Right. So scenario one, his nose does grow after he says that. What does that mean?
Well, if it grew, it means he must have told a lie.
But.
Yeah.
What did he say? He said, my nose will grow now. If it grew, then what he said was actually true.
Oh, right. So if it grows, meaning he lied, his statement was true, but it only grows if he lies. That doesn't work.
It collapses on itself. Okay, scenario two, his nose doesn't grow.
If it doesn't grow, then he must have been telling the truth.
But what did he say? My nose will grow now. If he was telling the truth, then his nose should have grown.
Which it didn't in this scenario. So that doesn't work either.
Exactly. It's a paradox. Either way you slice it, the outcome contradicts the condition required for that outcome. His nose rule breaks down.
It's a total logical knot. The source links this directly to the classic liar paradox, right?
Yes, this statement is false. Very similar structure. If it's true, then it must be false. If it's false, then it must be true. It creates that self-referential loop that logic struggles with.
But Pinocchio adds, like, time the now and a physical thing happening, the nose actually growing.
Which makes it kind of unique. And this is where the source makes that neat connection back to Gödel.
How so?
Well, Gödel showed formal systems have true statements they can't prove within the system. Pinocchio's statement creates a situation, a paradox, within the story's rules that the rules themselves can't resolve consistently.
So Pinocchio himself becomes, what did the source call him? A Gödelian agent.
Yeah, I love that term too. He introduces something that reveals the limits of the system he's in just by making that statement.
It forces you to step outside the story's logic.
Exactly. Which brings in Tarski's undefinability theorem. The source mentions this too.
Okay, Tarski, what's the gist there?
The gist is basically that you can't fully define the concept of truth for a language within that same language. You need to step up to a higher level, a meta language, to talk about whether statements in the original language are true or false.
Ah, okay. So with Pinocchio, the simple rule, nose grows if lie, is the story's language. But to analyze the paradox of my nose will grow now, we, the readers, have to step outside that rule into a meta level perspective.
We become the external observers trying to figure out the truth value, which the internal system can't handle. It mirrors Tarski's idea.
The source also mentions Russell's paradox with the sets.
Right, another classic self-reference problem. Think about the set of all sets that do not contain themselves.
Okay, my brain hurts already.
Huh, yeah. So the question is, does that set contain itself? If it does, well, its definition says it should only contain sets that don't contain themselves, so it shouldn't contain itself.
And if it doesn't contain itself,
then it fits the definition of the things that should be in the set, so it should contain itself. Contradiction either way.
Just like Pinocchio's nose, you can see the parallel structure, like the set of statements that make the nose grow. Does my nose will grow now belong in that set?
If it does, it's a lie. Nose grows. Statement is true, so it shouldn't be in the set. If it doesn't, it's true. Nose doesn't grow. Statement is false, so it should be in the set. Same loop.
It's pretty amazing that this stuff pops up in a kid's story.
It is. And the source really flags what's different here. The physical results.
Yeah.
It's not just abstract logic. It's a nose growing or not growing because of a logical contradiction, logic impacting the physical story world.
Does the source suggest, like, real-world parallels beyond thought experiments?
It touches on possibilities, maybe in speculative fiction, or potentially how we design AI systems. What happens if an AI encounters a logical paradox that influences its actions, but it also brings it back to the kid's story itself?
Right, the implications for children's media. Like, what does this paradox hidden in plain sight do?
Yeah, the story is teaching morality. Don't lie.
Mm.
But the very mechanism showing the consequence of lying breaks down with this clever sentence. Does that subtly undermine the lesson, or does it maybe teach something else?
Like what?
Well, the source kind of wonders, do kids pick up on this weirdness? Does encountering these irresolvable loops maybe, I don't know, prepare them for the fact that the world isn't always neat and tidy? Does it spark critical thinking?
Or just confuse them?
Or maybe just bypass them entirely. But it's interesting to think that these deep logical issues might be embedded in seemingly simple stories, potentially shaping how kids think about rules and truth in ways we don't expect.
Okay, so we've got Gödel's tragic logical bind and Pinocchio's paradoxical nose. Let's pull it together. What's the common thread connecting these two very different scenarios?
Well, the sources really seem to converge on a couple of key things. First, the fragility you see when system relies only on its own internal rules for consistency.
Right. Gödel's mind couldn't internally verify food is safe, so it needed that external Adel axiom.
And when that external check was gone, the internal system couldn't cope with the uncertainty. It sort of seized up.
And Pinocchio's nose.
Similar issue, but revealed differently. The internal rule, nose grows if lie, proved insufficient. It couldn't handle the self-referential statement. It needed something outside the rule itself to even analyze the problem.
So both systems hit a wall because of their internal limitations.
Exactly. And the other big connection is self-reference.
Okay. How does that apply to Gödel?
Well, arguably, Gödel's problem involved his own state, his own safety, a kind of self-assessment that his mind, trapped in paranoia, couldn't resolve without external input. The source implies a kind of disastrous internal loop related to his own existence.
And for Pinocchio, it's much more direct. The statement is literally about what his nose is going to do.
Precisely. The statement refers back to its own consequence within the system's rules, causing the paradox.
So the logical paralysis in Gödel and the narrative deadlock in Pinocchio, they're like two sides of the same coin.
That's a great way to put it. Different manifestations of the same fundamental problems you hit at the boundaries of logic and rule-based systems. Self-reference causing loops, and the limits of purely internal consistency checks.
It really drives home that any system, whether it's math, language, maybe even personal beliefs, can have these built-in limits or potential contradictions.
Yeah, Gödel's theorems showed it for math. And these examples, one real and devastating, one fictional and kind of funny, illustrated in these other contexts. They're powerful illustrations of those logical boundaries.
So summing it all up, Gödel's life becomes this almost unbearable illustration of his own work, showing how vital external validation can be, even for survival.
A tragic echo of his theorems.
While Pinocchio, more playfully, gives us this fantastic little puzzle box showing how self-reference can make even simple truth systems wobble.
It reveals those inherent instabilities.
So maybe the final thought to leave folks with is this. Think about our own lives. How often do we rely on our own external axioms?
Good question. The people, the news sources, the institutions we trust, without question.
Yeah. What happens when those are questioned or they disappear? And do we ever get caught in our own mental loops, our own little paradoxes when we think about ourselves or our beliefs?
It makes you wonder about the hidden logical structures and maybe hidden limits in our own everyday thinking and decision making. Definitely something to mull over.
For sure. Definitely something to mull over. Maybe we can dig more into Gödel or Tarski or some of this philosophy of logic another time.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, well, thanks everyone for tuning into this deep dive.